Is your website purdy?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
Mind your business.
If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thank you for listening to us on your PC or Mac, straight from our website. Thank you for listening on iTunes and Stitcher, and coming soon to your Android device via Google Play. And lest I forget, thank you for the love on Pinterest. I've got to give a great big shout out and thank you to Ken Mueller of Telus360 for the absolutely spot-on and wonderful social media presentation yesterday for Lancaster Marketing Group. Thank you to our social media swami, Chris Bradley, for highly recommending that I attend. Well worth the time. Listen, I'm an SEO and content marketing guy, not a social media guy, but I need to understand social media as much as I can because it's a part of the overall SEO and content marketing mix. And Ken had some wonderful advice, such as letting your personality shine. Does that sound familiar? Letting your personality shine on your website, on your social media especially. Don't make your Facebook page merely a billboard for sales speak. You don't want that. You want to share more than that. Don't be afraid. Hell, Ken showed us a Telus 360 video promo, and hey, anyone who uses Thin Lizzy music other than the Boys Are Back in Town in their promo is aces with me. Really good social media insights from Ken yesterday, which are important because search engine algorithms, at least from an SEO standpoint, the search engine algorithms, yes, especially Google, are including social media signals more and more. It's amazing how this whole thing has evolved since I first dipped my toes into it nearly 10 years ago. So many signals coming from all over the place, to the point where Google realized they have to do something with their algorithm to keep up with that kind of fast pace. And no doubt they probably were ready for it. They've been predicting this and could see it. But again, you know, it's to the point where now it's starting to become more common knowledge. Relying on manual updates just isn't doing the trick anymore. Not that there won't be some manual updates in the future, Penguin, Panda, et al. There have to be, because even though technology is great, always remember, technology is created by humans. Therefore, it will always be inherently flawed. The reason I'm bringing this to the forefront is because of the recent announcement of Google RankBrain and TensorFlow. RankBrain and TensorFlow. And there's a lot of misinformation being passed around about exactly what these things are. And it's really kind of gotten stuck in my craw. And I want to make sure that you understand the basis of what these are and how they apply to you and your business. I really appreciate you all listening today, because I know there are some who looked at the title of the podcast and thought, RankBrain, TensorFlow, what the hell is that? I'm not listening this week. Well, anyone who's not listening is missing out, because if you care about your SEO, you care about your ranking and legitimate practices, then this is important information that you at least have to be aware of. You don't have to be an expert on it. Yeah, I don't expect you to become some kind of an expert on it, because you have a business to run. But I want to schoolhouse rock you, because knowledge is power. The more you know, the more you can get out of your SEO, and the better questions you can ask. Now, what is this RankBrain thing? Now, to understand RankBrain, you have to understand the basic, and I mean basic, makeup of the Google search engine algorithm. Think of the overall algorithm as a car engine, and that's not my original description. That's the one that's most commonly used in the search engine forums that really matter. It's a car engine, and there are many different components that make it work and run smoothly. As news about RankBrain has filtered out here recently, there's this misconception that RankBrain is the new Google algorithm. Not true. RankBrain is the machine learning algorithm that is a part of the Google, the overall Google algorithm, which has the code name of Hummingbird. You'll recall that there was a Hummingbird update over a year ago, which in truth was the biggest algorithm update Google has done in nearly 10 years. You didn't hear as much about it like you did Panda and Penguin because it wasn't the kind of algorithm update that was targeting spammers, and therefore you didn't see a bunch of penalties because of it. But it actually was the biggest algorithm update Google's done in nearly 10 years. RankBrain has been called artificial intelligence by some. You may have read it in blog posts, heard it elsewhere. Well, it's not. It's machine learning. True artificial intelligence exists in the movies, in science fiction novels, and it's all about a computer being as smart as a human, in the sense that it acquires knowledge from being taught and from building on what it knows and making new connections. Once again, think about how flawed our own thought processes can be and how even the smartest person you know is wrong or mistaken his or her fair share of the time. They may not admit it, but you know what I mean here. And think about your own decision-making processes. We all are living, breathing human beings, and at some point, emotions do play a part in our thought processes and in our decision-making. And it's not always based purely on logic. And that's where kind of the push-pull here is, as far as what artificial intelligence is and what machine learning is. But what's being applied here is this RankBrain machine learning program is helping to process information to determine where your website should rank. So what we have here as far as what should matter to you is this. RankBrain is a machine learning artificial intelligence system that is being used by Google to help process search results. It's not actual artificial intelligence, but it's a machine learning artificial intelligence system. Keyword there too is help. It's a part of the algorithm. It's not the whole algorithm. Secondly, machine learning is where a computer teaches itself how to do something rather than being taught by humans or following detailed programming. I got to thank Danny Sullivan from Search Engine Land for some really concise definitions regarding machine learning and artificial intelligence, because they're not one and the same, and his definitions are definitely my point of reference here. Thirdly, don't be wowed or fooled by the term artificial intelligence. True artificial intelligence doesn't exist, yet it doesn't stop us from trying to achieve it. At the end of the day, machines have no conscience, NM156. Machines have no ego. And ladies and gentlemen, it's both conscience and ego that will prevent human beings from ever totally answering to machines of our own creation. Even with a program like this, there are going to be tweaks that will happen. We will always need to tweak things because of machines' lack of conscience or ego. So while RankBrain is important and is only the beginning, believe me, Google will have to manually do some tweaks and updates from time to time, because it ain't perfect. Fourthly, RankBrain is part of Google's effort to keep their algorithm updates continuous, ongoing, and real time as much as humanly possible. Or maybe beyond what's humanly possible. Maybe that's the whole point. These Panda updates and Penguin updates, you know, that we talk about from time to time, that we've typically had to wait 6 months or more for, Google wants to make them real time and continuous as it serves everyone, including Google, much better if it's done that way. Believe me, it's not to that point yet, but they're getting close. RankBrain will learn and process and eventually be able to do updates based on data it collects from your website and all websites, from what it learns and from new connections that it therefore makes. Now, fifthly, machine learning is nothing new for Google. I mean, you got to think logically. If they're talking about it now, then it's been going on for some time. It's nothing new for Google. They've been using it for years. Matt Cutts made a recent statement revealing this. I mean, he admitted they've been using it for years. And he also revealed that Google has open sourced their very own machine learning program, which is called TensorFlow. Again, we're talking machine learning here, and I'm only focusing on the kind of impact it will have on you and your business with regard to your SEO efforts and overall getting found online. The significance of Google open sourcing their TensorFlow machine learning program is that programmers all over the world now have access to it and can modify it for their own purposes, for whatever kind of business implementation. Now, when this happens, you have people who think they can dissect the algorithm and reverse engineer it and whatever to get a leg up on Google, which is foolish. Or you have those who will take the program and try to improve it. Undoubtedly, this information will be shared in the global programming community, and undoubtedly, Google will probably get some new ideas from that. The program is rocket science, but the purpose is not, when you think about it. Simply put, TensorFlow is being shared because Google does not feel threatened in the least by anyone seeing what they're referring to as part of their secret sauce. Look, this is a hand-me-down. In many ways, it's a hand-me-down. I know that's probably an overgeneralization, but think of it like this. You know, it's a really cool hand-me-down, granted, but it's a hand-me-down. We've all gotten hand-me-downs in our lives. Older sibling says, here, you can have my stereo because they're getting a new one that's better, and you're just starting college, so you very much appreciate it. Google is sharing TensorFlow because what they're now doing is far beyond what they're sharing. So what does this mean to you and your business and getting found online? First, it means that consistency has never been more important than it is now. Your consistency will be measured in real time. Consistency with your blog posts, your verbiage in your website content, your use of schema, veritably any SEO signals for your business. Your consistency could potentially be rewarded more quickly. Your recovery from any penalty could potentially happen more quickly. You could be rewarded overall more quickly for all of your legitimate SEO efforts. Now, conversely, the opposite can happen too. It also means you could be penalized more quickly, and that because machines have no conscience, NM156, and therefore can be far less forgiving in the recovery process. So, I mean, there's definitely pros and cons to it from that standpoint. Secondly, it means that your SEO efforts and all of your signals from on-site to social to backlinks will potentially be monitored more closely in real time, and RankBrain will be, in effect, learning about your business and all businesses and applying the logic of data it collects on your business to determine where you should rank. Again, RankBrain is only a part of the overall Google Hummingbird algorithm. However, it's the part that basically collects the data from the other parts of the algorithm and processes it to help determine ranking. Your ranking. Bottom line, be consistent and be honest and transparent in all of your internet marketing efforts. Human beings can't keep up with all of the businesses in the world and their marketing practices as well. So we're creating a machine learning program that can. Bottom line, don't game the search engines, don't pay for links, and don't be fooled by bad SEOs who want you to pay by the keyword. Thank you for listening to this week's Mind Your Business podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and coming soon to Google Play. Thank you for the love on Pinterest, and thank you for your questions. Keep them coming on our Facebook page, through our website, minddevelopmentanddesign.com, and by email at info@minddmd.com. See you next time.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.